defense, and that says a lot. Here comes McCready. Oh, he just sucked the gravity right out of the building. What a play by T-Man.
How about the passion? Look at the animation on Tracy McGrady.
I'm so sorry this is late this week. This is super late because my employers have... Yeah, let's not talk about employment and people and how and things like that, because I might get fired if I say words like incompetent or something. So it's been late because we are very busy individuals, especially Kaylin, because she runs a Fortune $5,000 million company. Yeah, but she has like...
I was just going to say... We're late because we're South African.
Can we just be honest, Kaylin? If you had access to the gardener and when are you moving on to the property? We just want to know.
I have been offered and I said no.
Anyway, so we've been struggling to kind of get together, but that's just because of conflicting schedule. We understand that's why at the end of the episode there's load shedding. That's why I put it there for you two in particular, because in Germany we still have electricity. maybe not for long.
That's nice.
Maybe not for long. You never know. And we're here. We've struggled to get things going, but we are coming up. We're going to talk F1. We're going to talk some rugby. We're going to talk about, I believe, some celebrity boxing, because we're going to get into that a bit. And you know, as it is Friday night and we're not 21 years old anymore, Kaylin is closer to her 20s than we are. You are.
And says,
yeah.
You're 32.
Oh, the aging.
Just as.
Stop Kaylin, reminding me. Stop
you are
reminding
a, you're an ancestor in listen, the other direction.
Kaylin, I know you're at home, but yes, just can you hide the girls there, please, before, you know.
Oh my goodness. I'm wearing something underneath this. Okay.
Just put the girls away then, right? I don't want to get into trouble. Now, I mean, the good thing is we'll get views. I'm going to put the video up. We'll get views just because.
Yes.
So actually, just drop it down there. Just open it. Get some views here. We appeal to all demographics, binary, non-binary. We're all about it. URC happened. We've got Hajiva Daimani wearing the wrong jersey. We've got Sia Kolisi. Maybe not going to be captain
on the way
going
out.
Forward.
Yeah,
so we've got a lot to do in a short space of time. So welcome back to the Network 1012. I'm here as always with the bald-headed warrior that is now the lockdown spectator, Kepa Motoagai.
Thank you very much.
Questions, and of course the La Femme Fatale. Without her, we would have no gossip to talk about. Kaylin Shepherd.
Or she just read Telly Femme.
You.
So should we jump straight into the goss?
Wow. So at F1, it seems like Max Verstappen has said, hey, we need to all calm down. We need to all relax. And then his father is saying, no, chill, brew. I don't know what you're talking about. Relax. And then now F1 is being branded as boring because it's a one-horse race, which we weren't saying. When
the horse was winning.
Was winning.
Well, we're going to get to that. First things first is, let's get to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix that we had on the last weekend. What happened? Max won.
Oh my God, did Max win?
Are we also
wow.
I know.
That the FIA president was tampering. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, we're going to get to that. So like normal, the people that aren't, I would say, old fans of Formula One are like, oh, it's not exciting. They also only want to crash. Lance drove into the wall. His engineer said, can you drive the car? He said, I'm in the wall. That was the entertainment we had. But as everyone going, oh, it's boring because Max winning. We had how many years of Lewis? Before that went how many years of Michael? Every, I would say, decade, we this new, fresh, hot driver comes in and takes the show. There'll be 2 or 3 years where we're like, who knows?
I mean, essentially, Kaden, we also had, truth. We forget that we had, so we had like, but the good thing is we had this Michael Schumacher dominance, and then we had like a few years of like it was a different person every time.
Alonso, Kimi, Rosberg.
Rosberg, Jensen Lewis. Button. Don't forget about Jensen Button. Mm-hmm. Won his one.
Vettel.
Vettel won. Then Vettel won 4 in a row. And mm-hmm. then it was deemed like, oh, you know, this is boring. Like, again, they were saying that then. And then he decided, actually, you know what? I'm going to get out of the way and I'm going to go and damage my career at Ferrari, which didn't help him. I always say this when there's a team or an individual who's just better than everybody else at the moment. Because so many components go into a Formula One car. Max Verstappen is not the engineer. He is not the mechanic. He is not the team boss. He's just the driver. He's the last damn, but he's such a damn good driver that it can be seen as Niemann does not
focus. But I'm glad you said that because here comes the goss. So we all know Max has said to the media, Marco Helmut goes, he goes. Max goes, how many people will leave Red Bull? There's already talk of people trying to get other jobs, trying to fit somewhere else, because they know Max goes if Marco goes. And that's a lot of people that go behind him. It's like with Lewis now, a lot of Mercedes people have left Mercedes or going to at the end of the year because their number one horse has moved over. But the talks are with Christian, he'll stay. Christian's still convinced he can make another champion. I mean, he had Vettel, he's had Max. Does he have a third champion under his belt? Who knows? But if Marco goes, Max goes. But the gossip going around is that it was Marco Helmut was the one that leaked the whole affair, John. And they nearly suspended him over the race weekend last week.
Oh.
But is it worth messing with Marco knowing that Max is on the line? And I don't see Red Bull messing or trying. They don't want to get rid of their boy, their golden boy, Max. He's winning championships. He is a driver like no other at the moment. And we can't say it's the car because his teammates in the same car. He beats them like by a mile every single race. So, I don't know. We're going to have to see what happens this weekend, next weekend in Australia.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. My alarms are already set for that 6 a.m. race.
More.
So that's going to be interesting. Because apparently there's some info that's meant to come out before the race regarding Red Bull and regarding the Marco Max Christian situation. So yeah, I am listening. That love triangle.
Because as of 1 hour ago, this is one of the good things about being able, about recording a bit later. Christian Horner, woman to appeal against Red Bull decision to dismiss complaint. This is a BBC story that I just picked up. The woman who made accusations about Christian Horner's behavior is said to appeal against Red Bull's decision to dismiss her complaint. So it seems like they go 10 steps forward because they're like, nah, we are going to
edge
white man this like to the core.
Her man is behind her, pushing and fighting this. I'm telling you now, her man.
And we know who the man is.
Mm. They all want Christian gone.
Let me ask you a question. Let's do this.
Mm.
Because Christian Horner is obviously very good at what he does. And he's been there for a hell of a long time. he's overseen that project for that program for, I think, since its inception, since the Mark Webber days, I guess. Who picks him
up? Mark Webber. Remember that name, huh?
Who picks him up? Who picks up Christian Horner?
Hey. He's a manager now for Oscar in F1, by the way.
I thought you were going to say, like, for Oscar Pistorius.
Don't let me,
like,
yeah, let's not distract the William.
No, Pete, listen. People did think that was Oscar Pistorius. There's a few tweets, but whatever. So there are talks of, I know who will take over from Christian.
No, that's not the question. Where will Christian Horner go? Because let's not act
He can go anywhere.
Invested. Let's not act like we're so invested in what's going to happen to Red Bull. We're not that invested.
We don't care. I know who will take his spot, but it will... Listen, any team except the big boys will take Christian. Alpine is dying. They will take Christian. I mean... Baby, maybe even baby Red Bull. I mean, example, Aston Martin's team principal's name is Mike Crack. I'm sure they want to get rid of Mike Crack. So,
if anything is gonna happen, if anything, good night.
the Jasmine Monsters announced.
If anything is gonna,
that's my goddaughter.
If anything is gonna happen, Günther Steiner is gonna run Red Bull. So.
And he's a presenter now. He's still there presenting.
Look, it's gonna be interesting because, you know, now if okay, so she appeals this. If she appeals this decision and she gets somewhere, what is she getting? Is she getting closure? Is she getting money? Is she get what is she getting actually?
Not much.
She's getting recognition.
For what?
She gets recognition that her point, her feelings are valid. Okay. Literally, I think they were both in the wrong, in my point. He is a man of power. Many, many years ago was in a situation at a job I worked for 2 weeks. So I don't care. And he put me in a situation, basically, if I didn't go out for dinner with him, he was going to fire me. I sued him. The next day I went to a lawyer, but still, you get put in a situation where you feel like you have to, or you play jokey because you want to keep your job. But also, she could have said something long ago. She didn't have to wait to let it go for her to get a picture of his nipple, for goodness sake. She could have shut it down. But her feelings are valid. He has never owned up to anything, even though we've all seen his nipple and others. Own up to it. I think it's different if he owned up to it, she would be like, I got my recognition. It's done. We move on. But I think because Jos is involved with her, the fire's burning even more. It's becoming more drama. End of the day, what's going to happen? It's going to implode. And I see Christian out. By the end of this year, Christian's out. That's my bet.
Guys,
they will come to regret that.
Guess what? Hollywood Bets has been listening to us.
Really? I was not aware.
Yes. I'm looking at betting, and I went to motorsport, and I went to Formula One, and right. Hey, Hollywood Bets. Thank you very much. It's very nice what you are doing for the people. Oh, we obviously are getting hurt.
I've got to make an observation.
Please bring a brother home.
I've got to make an observation. Why is Caitlin always cramped up against a damn curtain, man? Looks like you're about to shoot somebody to break in.
That's the best. It's so bad.
Okay. It's like, hey, you look uncomfortable, man.
I'm on a chair. I'm comfortable. My balcony's right here.
okay.
So I got it covered.
Just said to have her cover up. Why do you want it? How much more comfortable do you want her to get?
She looks uncomfortable. That's all I'm saying.
You guys want to see my balcony?
Australian Grand Prix. Open up.
Looks like I might see a baggy trying to break in.
So, Australian Grand Prix.
Hello.
For win, Max Verstappen is 0.2.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
no
he's
money,
got this
no
locked
money
up.
To be made there. No money to be made there, pal. Sergio Perez is at 8. Hmm? Charles Leclerc is at 14. George Russell, 33. Can't stand him.
I hate him.
I don't know what it is about him.
Here, I heard a rumor, and I can't deny or say it's true, that the man wears makeup.
Of course it is. Look at him. No man looks like Prince Charming for fun.
But he has a hot girlfriend. We can give him that. Yeah. I don't know how he got it. They should all have hot girlfriends.
I'm not going to lie.
They do.
The fact that he looks like a wax model everywhere he goes, it worries me. But I think
George is not winning Australia. That's all I'm saying. It's not happening. People don't vote.
His odds to win are 33. Lando Norris's odds to win are 33. Lewis Hamilton's odds, 33.
Wow.
If you really want to... Okay, so Fernando Alonso, let's just look at big names. He's up at 50. If you really want to pick like a rank outsider...
To make a good
Daniel
killing.
Ricciardo, 500.
Daniel Ricciardo's still around.
On the car.
He just got back.
Yes, he's back. And baby Red Bull.
Baby Red Bull, yeah.
That's Toro Rosso, né?
He's gone. It's a new name. It's now called RV Cash App. They call it RB. V something Cash App. Whatever. But he went full circle. He left Red Bull, Renault, McLaren, reserve driver for Red Bull, baby Red Bull.
Yeah, no, just tell
to
the
me,
people.
To me, the issue with him is he betted on himself too much. Scuderia AlphaTauri, current team, Red Bull Racing.
No, that's the old name. That's last year's name. It's something Cash App, and they call it RB now.
Wikipedia needs to sort their lives out because that's what they're calling it.
Updated people.
Oh, here we go. RB Formula One team under the Australian flag. RB Formula One team.
They call it RB. It's the same with Sauber. They can't call it steak anymore. It's a whole legal issue. But in Australia, we all know my bets are where they are. I'm not happy, but I'm being realistic. It's Max. I don't care. I'm watching for number 2 and number 3.
Which is not going to be Ferrari. So the...
Excuse me. We've had 2 podiums.
So apparently Mercedes are planning to do something to their car at...
already this early?
Yeah, yeah. They're apparently going to do some experiments. It's definitely data that we're picking through from Jeddah. We're also looking at data from the Bahrain race, Bahrain test, and we will come up with a plan for how we approach free practice in Melbourne. But it's not just based on what we did in Jeddah. There's a lot of work going on with the aerodynamic department, vehicle dynamics department. So essentially what they're saying is...
I'm fixing their seats.
Let's just say it like it is. We designed a cut car this year and we're trying to design it on the fly.
Not we. You. Your team.
I'm saying don't like me into as in...
Your team.
Yeah. We as in Mercedes.
Mercedes is not podiuming.
Mercedes not podiuming.
I feel like
Ferrari. Ferrari's not podiuming either. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to say this to my gut, and I kind of regret it because it goes against everything I believe in. 1-2, Red Bull. 3, I'm giving it to McLaren. I'm giving it to Lando.
But 4-5,
Ferrari.
Charlotte Leclerc is up at 14.
Listen, we got 3rd last time. I say we're 4th. In this race, I want 1 and 2. Let's be honest, but I got to be on the fence. Can't play favoritism. I'm going.
What's the idea?
Max, Checo, Norris.
With the brothers there in Melbourne, we can hijack the car.
We can reappropriate that property. Yeah,
of course, we can lend.
Bring it back.
There are enough South Africans there anyway.
We'll figure it out. All right, let's move on to our next topic. We'll have to edit it for breaks.
Fantastic.
We just shoot from the hip. So this week,
Six Nations.
Wow, I was just gonna go with Jake Paul, but right. So the Six Nations. If you're at me, don't believe anything that Kevin says that I lost people money. For the culture, I'm very happy Italy beat Scotland yesterday. For the culture.
What?
Yay.
I'm very happy. Yay. For the culture.
We can't claim to not have seen that coming.
And what really perturbs me is how Rob Fleck, did you see this? There's a video of Rob Fleck saying that Marcus Smith doesn't have the X factor. Wouldn't be able to put a team away. Well, that aged very poorly.
That's very his former poorly. Stormers coach that sang a lot.
I'm sorry, I'm still in shock that my people won a rugby game. So that's our 14th Six Nation game we won. Yes, people, 14.
You actually have Italian heritage. What's your Italian heritage?
My grandparents.
Go and get your passport.
The Lucianas.
Oh, look at that. You mafia connected lady. You. Probably from Napoli, yeah? Napoli.
If she moves to Italy, no, she'll be taken. No, no, no.
Come here.
No,
where do you think I get my attitude and the way I talk with my hands from? Come on now.
No, that's just because you're full of cuck. That's got nothing exactly. to do with you.
It's disguised.
That's the South African in me.
So this
I'm in shock. I'm sorry that outcome. I was like, oh, Scotland.
Caden, you should do yourself a favor. You should go watch the highlights if you didn't watch the game because it was a really good game. They stuck to what they needed to do. They don't have a big pack, so they got to move the ball around. They played really well and. This is only good for them, and if they beat Wales tomorrow, when they beat Wales tomorrow,
yes,
it's gonna really change their destiny. Because I mean, if they win two games back to back, they've probably never done that. They've never done that in the Six Nations where they've won two games back to back. I don't think.
Where are they playing?
In Cardiff. Oh, by the way, they should have beaten England and they should have beaten France. So conceivably,
I mean, England, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
It was the first game of the Six Nations, but they really should have beaten France. And had they done that and then rolled into this game, beat Scotland, then roll into beating Wales, suddenly they're mid-table.
Not even mid-table, second, third.
Second, right?
Imagine that,
third,
eh?
Third, that'd be third.
Yeah.
That'd be third.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the culture, it's great. I was surprised that England performed the way that they performed. I really didn't expect that to happen. If Ireland were going to lose a game, that really was their game to lose.
Yes.
It's hard to keep winning.
Yes.
It's incredibly hard to keep
winning. Most certainly.
It's difficult. And I just... you're going to have a dip. You know, I always say in sports, you know, the seven... Let's use the 73 win Warriors. They had to lose nine games. They were going to lose a game at some point. Mm-hmm. It hampered them majorly, as you know, as LeBron and the 3-0 lead, and what that became, a 3-1 lead, and what that became. But that's neither here nor there. Caden, by the way, you got to read up on basketball because the playoffs are going to be coming up. And yeah, we get into that.
And the Bulls won't be there.
Let's go.
Our beloved Bulls are in the play and will be in the play, but will somehow
Chicago Bulls.
They will somehow choke on something. Yes, the Chicago Bulls. They'll choke on something. But let's get back to the rugby. Obviously, it's kind of interesting now that Ireland and Scotland now go into this. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference, right? If Scotland were to win, they'd have to win with a bonus point. No.
Really. England has to win with a bonus point to overcome Ireland. And Ireland has to lose without a bonus point.
What are you talking about? Scotland is playing Ireland, Papa.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm just thinking, I was thinking of how England can kazump Ireland. Scotland has to put the absolute hammer down on Ireland. And then England has to win with a bonus point, and that's the only way they can.
But the situation pretty much. Oh, so we're basically having a Bafana.
Calculate this out. Functional maths.
Duckworth Lewis story.
Yay! Duckworth Lewis cricket.
It's a math thing.
Yo.
Well, look. We've got Ireland's got 16 points.
Yes.
They've got a shitload of points difference.
Yeah, that's a problem.
bonus points, they have four.
Yeah.
Okay. Scotland have lost two games. They lost to France, right? And
yes.
They lost to Italy.
Though. Yes.
For Scotland to win, they need to have to do a four try bonus point and shut out Ireland.
Yes. And then hope
not happen.
And then hope that England trips up against France.
Something like that.
Yeah. That makes for a very intriguing afternoon of rugby, I must say.
And I'm seeing England beating
France. Yeah, comfortably.
I see that too. I see it close.
Wait, is this in Paris?
Let me just check quickly.
Yeah, it is. It's in Paris. It's in Paris. Yeah. And correct. England owes France for the humiliation last year. In case everybody forgot, France slapped the shit paced out of England 57-15.
Yeah, but we also need to remember that France are a completely...
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
And one thing that's been really good for them is I think Thomas Ramos should have been playing 10 this whole time. That should have happened.
That we can't dispute.
Yeah. So... let's see the odds. Let's see the bets. I love that Hollywood Bets has listened to us.
You know what I mean?
You know, just bring your brother home, Hollywood Bets. I'm just saying.
Caesar, buyele kaya. Buyele kaya,
William. You know how much I'd love a bunny chow on a Friday afternoon with a samosa.
Gatsby.
You know, I was thinking
masala steak Gatsby.
Because, you know, I'm like, I was telling you guys professionally, I'm helping my boss. He wants to expand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about how I'm going to take him to his first fish and chips parcel at Dexys or Galaxy or something.
Corkies.
Or Corkies, are we? So, Six Nations, odds. Let's take a guess. The draw, Wales versus Italy. First game up. Quarter. And there's Mimi now. She's just decided to join us. The draw...
It's 25. Guys,
I'm putting all my money away. I'm putting all my money on Italy. Fuck, for Italy, it's 2.25.
And then what's Wales?
0.35.
Damn. Hey, Italy.
Keba,
yes.
Take a grand. Put it on Italy.
Yeah, I'm going to take my $1,000 and put it on Italy.
Oh, no,
yeah, it's a grand, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, bye. Kaelin, help me out there. Then, Ireland versus Scotland.
And Ireland. Yeah, Ireland.
So the draw is 0.1. No, Ireland's odds 0.1. The draw is 33. Oh, God, that's not going to happen. Scotland 6. Yep. Sure.
Yo, it's a tasty Scotland one, but I can't see.
If I was to put a grand on Scotland, I'd get $6,000.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
But do you believe in them that much?
They have lost to Ireland 10 years in a row now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They lost to Italy.
No, that's different.
Ireland is the best team in the world, and they were supposed to win the Rugby World Cup because they were the best team in the world, and look how well that aged.
Why are you guys so cold? Why are you like that, William?
No, because a lot of people always forget. Remember how good New Zealand was for those 20 odd years.
Yes.
1987, they won the inaugural World Cup, right? 1991. They weren't in the final.
Yeah, remember? They got knocked out by Australia in the semi.
Right, and Australia won the World Cup. Right?
Yeah.
1995, they make the final.
And then allegedly Susie plus Madiba magic happened.
And were food poisoned. So they claim. Just think about their win percentage from 1995 through 1999, they get knocked out by France. Think just the win percentage was
always 80 and above.
Numerous tri-nations, numerous. And like, we're supposed to win every World Cup.
Yes.
So where was I? 99, they got knocked out. 2003?
Australia.
They got knocked out by Australia, right?
Yes. Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
2007, forward France. Pass.
Yeah.
Michelak. All right. Hard done by. 2011, it's at home. They win.
Yeah.
2015, they win in England.
With the greatest win ratio ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Greatest win, it was like 90-something.
92.
Right. Ireland people, yes. People of Ireland, yes. As much as I respect what you have done as a country for rugby and what investment you are putting into the sport, just calm down, okay? Pay your dues first.
Yes. It's you'll get there, guys. You will get.
You'll get
it. It's going to come. It's only a matter of time. Ireland is now a superpower in rugby. It's just a matter of knocking and, you know.
And then you must be worried because the World Cups are first going to Australia, then they're going to the US. And when the US catches on to this guy.
Oh, lolo. Ghana, they're not going to give it back, eh? Should the US ever take over rugby, they're not giving it back.
No, but I don't think they'll ever take over rugby in that sense.
Yes. Certainly.
No. I don't think they'll take over rugby in that sense because American football is so
big. But if they took it half seriously, like the industry in the United States, finance industry, whoever invests a lot of money in rugby, considering they've got, 140,000 university schools, kindergartens, all they just need is 10,000 of them to take rugby seriously and they'll be a superpower.
But also, like, I mean, I'm on Instagram and I follow the collegiate rugby.
Yeah.
And it's a little bigger than we think.
Yes. Oh, no, it is.
And the amount of jobs, coaching jobs that I get in my, because I'm always constantly looking at jobs. Like, there's more and more. It's women's rugby is getting quite big.
Yes.
Men's rugby's getting relative. It's going from club sport, because it's more of a club sport at universities, into actually, okay, this could be a major sport at our university in years to come. Americans have no problem developing things. You know, they're patient. Anyway, well, that's a topic to touch on another time. Then, last game of the weekend.
Well, talking about
France, England.
Hmm? No, I thought we were good.
So then we've got France versus England. The draw is 22. France are at 0.45, so that means France are the favorites. England are 1.9.
Yo, that's within the margin of error. It's literally within the margin of error. I'm staying up for that one. My old ass is staying up for that one.
Bro, that game is at 9 o'clock.
10 South African time.
9 o'clock my time.
Yeah, I'll be watching from Mavericks, hey, Will.
Well, considering
what do you mean 10 South African time? 11. We're 2 hours ahead of England.
It says 10 o'clock, yeah.
Or they're playing in France.
Listen, why don't you just chill out? I said my time. And then you decided to... I'll
watch from Mavericks.
Yeah.
Listen, time zones, I don't work.
And with that, we're going to take a very short break. Okay. There's something that's we're gonna get into as the week's gone, is that the winding down of the NBA regular season into the play-in tournament into the playoffs is gonna be very interesting. We won't give much detail about it right now. It's just very frustrating being a Chicago Bulls fan. And it's all happening. But one thing that's also been happening that I'm sort of on the radar on is the NFL season technically open for free agency. Mm-hmm. And people have been buying up a frenzy because the draft is coming. And Aaron Donald has decided, well, I've had enough of beating the shit out of people for a living. So I'm going to go and retire. And it's been fun. It's been real. Big up, big dog in the retirement. And
what a legend.
What a legend. And I hope, you know, I hope the product is going to be just as entertaining, but we'll bring you more news as on that as things go on, as we dig our teeth into it. Just really happy that the Patriots will get a new quarterback. So, things that have happened this week in sports. One of the biggest talking points this week in sports has been that Jake Paul has signed a contract to fight a 57-year-old Mike Tyson in July of this year.
He's literally signed up to commit suicide. Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, I have a very strong opinion about this.
Right. I have been watching some video of, you know, because Jake Paul has been trying to interview his friends. He's like sitting next, there's friends and family. So he sits next to his father. His father talks about how he's always been a Mike Tyson fan. Then he tells his dad, I'm going to fight Mike Tyson. His dad is like, you're going to die. Essentially.
I mean, have you guys seen the videos going around of this 57-year-old retired man who's now living his best life, training the power in those jabs, those hooks? Oh, imagine an uppercut from that man. I don't care what age. That man could be 100 and still kick all of our asses.
I remember once I made a joke with my brother. I said to my brother, hey, you know what? I bet you, like, I could beat Muhammad Ali's ass. And he's like, my brother's like, motherfucker, even though the motherfucker has fucking Parkinson's, he still knows how to hit you. And I was like, right, good point.
Remember when I said I could cross Larry Bird playing basketball?
No, stop it.
And you've never forgiven me for that.
I will never, ever forgive you for that. Ever, ever. The man is like old enough to be my grandfather. And no. So.
What's funny, you mentioned Muhammad Ali. Have you seen the man, the boxer, the legend, has been given Hall of Fame status for WWE?
Who's been?
What?
He's been inducted into the Hall of Fame of WWE.
Really?
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Why?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, he was involved in some. It's true. There's a history of him and WWF. No, it's a complicated history, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yes, he's been inducted this year. I think it's the night before they have WrestleMania.
Yes, April.
3 days ago.
But also talking about WWE and everything, the Logan brothers. Let's get back to those.
Yes.
Full circle.
Continue.
Celebrities. No, not celebrities. Wannabe celebrities. YouTubers thinking they're going to fight or box these top athletes. For what? For money. You're making a mockery of the sport. Like, we had that guy from Geordie Shore. I lost my name now. Mayweather. Sorry, Aaron fought him. Aaron from Geordie Shore lost, and he was like, it doesn't matter. It's all about the money. You're making a joke out of these greats. I mean, I'm a huge Conor McGregor supporter, you know, but then he stepped into the ring to do the boxing, and I'm like, what is the pew-pew touch? No. Then what do we have this last week? Anthony Joshua and Francis.
Yes. And Francis got.
Who's going to win?
Everlasting Kak
the boxer.
But because
he's a mixed martial arts support fighter.
Because now everybody's like, he took Tyson Fury really far in, right? He took him all the way and it became a split decision. And then everybody's now saying, well, it's clear that Tyson Fury didn't. Trained for
prepared.
The fight.
Yeah.
He didn't prepare.
He's never been the most in shape guy, but he's a great fighter, of course. But yeah.
Because it's the same thing, you know, Joshua did with Andy Ruiz, right? He didn't train the first time.
Yeah.
And dude took his belt. That's a mistake. You just don't do that. Okay.
But it, this Logan look, kid.
Look, Logan Paul, he went out, he fought Nate Robinson, the basketball player, right? Beat his ass.
He also fought Fury's brother, Azor, Tommy Fury, and no, lost.
Beaten.
Yeah, Tommy Fury beat it. He's not his brother.
Yeah, but he's a semi-decent fighter.
Do you know how I know about Tommy Fury? Love Island, people. Love Island. Molly Men. That's how I know about Tyson Fury. I mean, Tommy Fury. I'm getting dead on. I knew Tyson was. I didn't put two and two together until Love Island. Okay. Just being honest.
Clearly, you watch way too much Love Island there.
I love Love Island.
Hey, just
explain.
You and your Love Island.
Me and my reality trash TV people.
See, these cats decided to go out, ne? And now it's raining. And now
I know they've been behind you most of this. But now we're going on to Logan Paul fighting Mike Tyson. One of the greatest ever. Controversial, yes. But yes. A great. The man got beaten by a semi-professional boxer. Now you want to fight one of the best?
No.
It's just for money. And I'm sorry, this is one of the greatest of all times. Let's be honest. Because he wants his ear to be bitten off. What's he want?
No, not just that. A nasty, nasty fighter. One of the most brutal punches the world will ever know.
Watching that training video at 57, are you mad? It doesn't matter who you think you are, what kind of fighter you are. Mike Tyson's going to hand your ass to you, and that is straight. But I find it a mockery of the sport. I don't like these wannabe celebrities, mini YouTubers doing this for what? They're not boxers. They never trained their whole lives. They decided to hit the gym, have a six-pack, do a few punches off. I'm going to fight the greats. And the thing is, the sad part is I think the people he's fighting are taking the fights because of the money. You get to a certain age, you're not making the money you used to back in your heyday. So you're doing it for the money. And that just, to me, ruins
and
the special. I get you.
Like I told you guys off air that maybe it's because it's the only way to get people interested in boxing again. Like we know, boxing peaked in the 70s, 80s. It was on the wane for 4 decades, but it just so happened that it had enough people to generate interest in it. Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Oscar De La Hoya, Felix Tito, Floyd Mayweather, Dingane Thobela. I mean, South Africa had arguably the best boxers in the world in the late 80s, throughout the 90s and early 2000s. But that won't change the fact that boxing's interest was on the wane. And when white people started winning the heavyweight title again, as Chris Rock said, that's when you knew that it was in trouble. Because the joke goes, as long as there's a brother out of a job, you're not going to get a heavyweight white champion. So if Klitschko and them were white, then it means brothers were getting jobs, right?
Well, you brought up South Africa there. We might not be in boxing, but Oscar De La Hoya's trainer is the South African man when he won the championship. It's a good friend. It was Steve Urey. Yeah.
So yeah, no.
South African man.
Steve Urey. I thought it was
Steve Urey.
I thought it was Nick Durant, but he's always in peace.
Was his trainer? Steve Urey.
Yeah. No. But you know, going back to that joke, that racist joke, even though it's not racist, you get the guest. Chris Rock once joked that as long as there's a brother out of work, you're not gonna get white heavyweight champions. Just to make the joke that personality was starting to run out of boxing a few years ago. And now you can tell. If you're to ask anybody who the middleweight champion is, who the lightweight champion is, who the flyweight champion is, not many people will know. Not even anybody will know who the current heavyweight champion is.
Well, it's confusing to know.
Yes, because of all exactly.
The belts and the unification.
You diluted everything.
It's confusing to know because there's a WBA and there's WBC. Yeah. It's confusing.
The glamour's gone.
No, there's Usyk as well. You're forgetting about Usyk. It's not just...
Yeah, you know.
Fury.
So, yeah, I think that's the... I mean, coming to South Africa, we have not had a serious fighter in a long time. And now celebrities are the ones, when they fight, it becomes a story. Casper Nyovest whipping a critic's ass. This guy whipping that person's ass. That's the only time you generate interest in boxing. So it goes to show that, hey, man, maybe the sports is on its last legs. I don't know.
The thing is, we do have the talent. I'm very big in watching amateur fighting. As you guys know, I've got a background in MMA, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It doesn't matter if it's boxing, it's MMA, it's Muay Thai, kickboxing, whatever. I love supporting the amateurs and the people that are starting to show up. And I go watch all those white-collar matches or the underground, the different gyms. We have the talent. It's the finance behind them. These men and women don't have the finance. They have to work full-time jobs. They're not making the money off of it to throw themselves into training.
Not anymore.
No, I mean... Yeah. We take Tembo Garumba, you know, he was a South African EFC champion. He was sleeping on the gym's couch. He was messaging how many people just to give him the chance. And one person did, Dwayne The Rock Bloody Johnson. Now look at, now he's made it bigger. What happened? It's financial backups, the sponsorship. Yes. People aren't looking at South Africa and going, wow. I hope now with Drikus, you know, being the champion there in UFC, people are going to have more light on South African fighters and to push us up. We need the support. We need the backing. And nothing more that our country loves than coming together to support a team against the rest of the world. And you know, and when we win, oh, we are family here. That's when South Africa gets together. Yeah. So why can't we use that to back up the others? Get them up there. Get the training. Help them. The sponsorship. It's just... It breaks my heart. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it. The talent.
William, let the church say amen.
Amen.
The pastor's asleep.
I was looking at the odds for the fight, actually.
Which fight again?
It's the Jake Paul.
Would the odds be out already? Or will they even...
It's on Hollywood Bets, pal.
Oh, I didn't know the fight. The odds are on.
What is it? What is that?
Well, the first thing is it's on my daughter's birthday, so I won't be watching.
21st of July.
No, you be like, baby, come sit on my lap and see this guy get his ass beaten. Welcome to life. Don't pick a fight with nobody you don't want to pick a fight with.
You're not married yet, so I'm just going to...
Time zones, it'll be the next day.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're not married yet, so I'm just going to let you enjoy that. Right now, the odds are Jake Paul, 0.54. Mike Tyson, 1.33. Yo, I don't care. I'll put my house on Mike Tyson. I'm not going to lie. And Mike
Tyson
doesn't...
Wait, say that again. 0.54 for Mike Tyson or Jake?
Jake Paul, 0.54. Mike Tyson, 1.33.
You know, we've been calling Jake Paul Logan Paul.
You've been calling him that. I've been calling him Jake.
YouTubers. They're YouTubers to me. They're nothing fancy. I don't care about them. Whoever they are.
And their stupid energy drink prime nonsense. It tastes like nothing.
Please, they've cut the prices here in Checkers, people. No one wants to buy it.
Do they still have that thing back home? This is how long I haven't been home. That truck that always had the cool drinks on the back. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. How do you think we transport stuff here?
No, of course, but it's on the back of a bucky, man. It's not the back of a truck. It's on the back of a bucky.
Those drinks.
The
glass bottles.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen those in years.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's what that prime tastes like. So.
I like the prime.
That stuff is better.
Of course, but I mean, there's one that's the same color as prime, because prime is really...
I like the product placement there, Kaelin. That thirsty. Thirsty, please sponsor. Please, come. There, come on, man. Proud sponsor of the World Cup. Wanna? Glenn Leavitt, come now. Mina, I...
Guys, I still have... I have a 5 liter of thirsty even.
Thirsty?
I love my thirst water.
William Iso needs the support.
I'm just saying, Hollywood Reds, first bring me home. Second of all, get me in at UKZN so I can draw there. And thirdly, hey, it's funny, I was talking to Nizam Khan today.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Right. Name dropping there.
Talking about fasting, boo. And like, just a little side note. And just talking about fasting and future plans. And one of those future plans. We've got business together that's coming up. But he was talking about fasting and how much it's going to affect him because of time zones. And
yeah.
We forget, you know, how much professional athletes that are so bound to their faith, how much they go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about Mike Tyson because Mike Tyson is a follower of Islam now, is he not?
Yes.
He's not Christian anymore.
So he's fasting at the moment while he's training at 57.
Which means he's going to drop more weight. Right. I mean, okay. So here's all valid points to what you're both saying. I just feel like when the heavyweight division is good, boxing is good. Right now, the heavyweight division,
you know what? Is
pretty good to me.
The heavyweight division in any martial arts, any boxing, MMA, anything, is my absolute favorite.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
You never see so much power, but damn, those men get tired quick.
I cannot name the heavyweight MMA champion. All power to those that love MMA. I don't see this is just me. Everybody's like, I've tried to sit through a couple of fights. I find it hideously stupid. Either you're going to do
kick. Yeah, I was.
Or you're going to do boxing. I can't have you do
I was that girl waking up at 4 a.m. watching McGregor fight. That was me.
I love it because I've trained it. I don't really think it's just because McGregor was fighting. It's because you were rolling in from the jaw. And then the fight happened to be on. And then
that garage prior from 7-Eleven.
You know, don't mess with that.
The engine garage.
Don't mess with the pine now. Steers on Clermont.
That corner by the engine garage. Ooh. After Tiger, that was the place.
Okay, listen.
I don't look like that. We used to party at Tiger. Don't come now with that face.
Don't name drop the kitty giddy girl now. Just leave it.
I love the MMA sport because I've trained it. I spent many years training and competing. So it's different for me because I know what's going on. I'm in my head going, oh, try this. Oh, I understand this. When people that haven't trained are like, oh, why didn't you just hit him or why move? Until you've done it, it is. And they always say you win or you learn. Your brain goes, okay, I tapped out on that, but I could have done this.
That's what Kobe Bryant always used to say. Or Michael Jordan.
You win or you learn.
No, Michael Jordan's thing was, I never lost, I just ran out of time. Right? That's some psychology. I never lost. I just ran out of time. I do agree with you. I think until you try a sport, you can. So when I was doing The Lion King, they got me a trainer who she was a world champion boxer in her division and so on. She beat my ass. Not like, as in we boxed. The training is amazing for boxing. I actually need to look around here for a gym.
But you talk about like the boxing training. Just every martial art training is different. Stand up cardio to groundwork cardio is extremely different.
Again, I can only speak from like my experience, but like, I understand. It's until you've experienced this, like people say, oh, you know, it's really easy to do track and field. Anybody can run 100 meters. No. Not everybody
can. No.
It's hard to run 10 seconds. It's hard. 10.5s, 10.8s.
I don't miss those days.
It's hard work. It's hard.
That was my high school career, primary school to high school. 100 meter sprints. I do not miss that train.
Shout out to the sex boy, who at the quadrangular this year ran a 10.6 on grass.
Jesus.
That is frightfully quick on grass. That is just wow.
I want to see him on track. I want to see him at the USASA training, but the trials at USASA.
And again, so you were talking earlier about investment and pathways, and athletics is one of the most difficult sports to crack in our country. The pathways.
I think we also have such a dark shadow as well in when it comes to athletics. We have a dark shadow, unfortunately, that follows us now as a nation
That's also because SASCOC really fucks around the athletes.
I mean, look what happened to Costa. We know. We had phenomenal. Destroying her division.
So that's another thing. I don't want to digress too much and go into Costa Semenya's story because actually, it's one of the things that I just never, ever, it will never sit right with me. You're better than everybody else, and then you're complaining. Like the good, I always laugh. And every year I pick up, I go and find that memory of that girl who complained. And she's coming fifth in the race. Just, no, if you come in second, I'll understand why you're complaining.
Yes.
But go, you're coming fifth, sixth, seventh. Just
you're getting your ass handed to you.
This really great. Just. You beat my ass. But you're not at that level. Just sit in, just stay there. Just keep it there. So pathways. And I think, like, in this case, I think where I've got to give Jake Paul a lot of credit, not for his boxing, but for his ability to take this and actually make it entertainment value.
Yes.
Whether we like it or not, I cannot stand the guy. But you know what? On Sunday morning, come 22nd of July, I'm going to wake up and be like, who won the fight?
Yes.
Because he knows how to... It's like I've been told before in the fighting world, drama sells.
Yes.
Always. Drama makes money. Look at Conor McGregor. He was the things he did, the things he said. How many people sold out arenas? Pay-per-views sold out. People want drama. They want the controversial.
Are you going to trust
a humble fighter? We all love it. Don't lie.
You're not going to trust a humble fighter. When two...
We want the drama.
When Mike Tyson said, I'm going to eat your kids. I'm going to eat your kids. And then Evander Holyfield...
Just give us again. Just give us again that Mike Tyson... just do it again.
I'm going to eat your kids. I'm gonna wonder what made you die tonight. I'm gonna give your children and I'm gonna beat your ass. And then Evander Holyfield was like, yeah, that's exactly what I want to see. You know what I mean?
Didn't he say that to Lennox Lewis or
something like that? Something like that.
And then Lennox Lewis was like,
but he can't say kids. He says kids.
Lennox Lewis was like,
Six foot five. And I weigh 120 kilos. And guess what's going to happen to you, right?
I'm going to beat your ass. And remember, we got up for that fight.
But the thing is, everyone can say, I don't like drama. I don't want drama. Honey, you love drama. As long as it's not your drama, everyone loves drama. We pay attention. Why do you think Days of Our Lives lasted so long on our bloody TV screens?
As long as it's not everybody, as long as it's your drama, you like everybody.
As long as it's not you.
That's because girlfriend.
It's true.
It's true. We do, but I think it just goes to our nature as people that we want. So we want the shock value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something. If ever we had an athlete on here, I would love them to come on here and know that this is a safe space to talk. I don't want to know your baggage and your bullshit. I don't care. It doesn't interest me. But what Jake Paul has done is he's taken the sport and he's decided the sport is in need of a shake-up. I'm going to train and pump myself with roids because it's good real.
It's very easy to fake those tests, I'm telling you now.
And
very easy.
I'm going to make this thing box office. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson gets 20 million. He gets 20 million plus his pay-per-view. It's live on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It's not even pay-per-view. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. So Netflix has gotten smarter about, you know, everything is changing. You can watch sports so easily. Disney Plus, I think, has, if I'm, is it Apple? Apple has
the Disney Plus, I think it's the EuroLeague.
Right, wouldn't surprise me. Apple
correct
Plus,
me, I don't
Apple Plus has the MLS, right? There's the stream.
Even Showmax, yeah, in South Africa. Showmax, we got sports.
Right. Which makes no sense because DSTV is so good to me.
But it's so bloody expensive. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just the other thing. So everything is getting more streamlined. Whereas before, you know, when I was living in London, I took out a Sky package and I had to pay extra for ESPN because I was going to watch NBA games. I didn't stay up and watch NBA games. No, but it was there because I needed to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this fight is either going to be an absolute shit show,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to be something we're going to talk about for the next 10, 15 years.
Can I tell you what my gut is going to say? I feel like everyone's going to be like, oh, Mike's going to knock him out. I think they're going to go a few rounds just for entertainment.
Yeah.
Just for the entertainment.
Yeah.
Maybe round 7, 8.
Will Mike Tyson?
I was coming back to Mike Tyson.
Will Mike Tyson remember the fight in 15 years, and will Jake Paul remember the fight in 15 minutes? That's all I want to know.
Jake will. Mike won't.
As Francis Ngannou said the other day, I don't feel anything. Maybe that's how it feels to be knocked out.
Ooh,
that ass kicked.
You wanna go into that? Listen. Okay. I was all like, when he fought Tyson Fury, I was all like, okay, it's Tyson Fury. He can win. So I didn't bother to really keep up with it.
Mm.
I'm not a huge Tyson Fury fan. I'm more of an Anthony Joshua fan. I've been an Anthony Joshua fan since the undercard days, right? Since the 8-round fights.
Yes.
So I've been there. And then it was like, I saw dude started training again. So I was like, oh, this is good. But Usyk is not up for the card. So I was like, what's going on here? And then it's like, oh yeah, former MMA fighter, Francis. And I was like, that's a foregone conclusion. This is getting a bit nuts now. And he's out of MMA because of what? Something happened, right?
Hmm. There is also drama. Look into it.
Oh, we can look into it right now.
Yeah, Google people.
We can look into it right now. Give us a second. Out of UFC, sorry. UFC champion Ronan says wanting freedom, not money, was the reason behind his departure from the promotion.
Wow. That is a cover-up. We all know that.
Maybe some roids, but this is last year that he left. You know, I'm in that contract. I'm not free. He said in that contract, I'm not an independent contractor. In that contract, I have no rights. I have no power. I hand over all the power to you guys, and I've seen in the past how you utilize that power.
He obviously never got given the fight he wanted. It's happened to many fighters from UFC.
I mean,
but let's see.
So speaking of UFC, is UFC because of Drake, as South Africans, we're a bit more invested. Let's be honest. Maybe Kaelin, you not so, because you actually a follower.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a few South Africans go up to UFC and they've all been given their asses handed to them, let's be honest. I mean, we had the Ultra Champion who won one or two. Don Madge won one or two. Soldier Boy went up there, got his ass. He was the first one, Soldier Boy, and he got handed his behind to him every single fight. And then Drickus came along. And I personally kind of, and I regret my words in the beginning. I said, Drickus, too early, my boy. Too early. And I eat my words, and I was wrong.
Because
but I am waiting. I am waiting for the Israel Drickus fight. I am waiting.
In South Africa, please. Not Australia. You can't take that to
Australia. Yes.
We want it in
New Zealand. We want it here on our soil. Hey, the man is from Nigeria, born.
We want it in Joburg.
African soil, people.
We want it in Joburg.
No, we want it in Cape Town. Cape Town Stadium.
Nah, you guys are not going to fill it up.
Can you
we are taking this to the East Rand. The East Rand.
No, you know where they need to take it.
Yes.
You guys.
Loftus.
No, they need
to take it to Loftus.
They need to take it to Boxburg.
Oh dear.
Oh, the Purana vein's gonna get the karate water's gonna stop.
More. There will be
one of Drickus is a blue ball supporter.
There will be better fights outside the ring or the octagon than in the octagon. Oh no.
Exactly.
As we wind down, we could go on all night. As we wind down, what are we punting this weekend, guys? So, the Six Nations, we're obviously going to have a look at that.
I'm going to have to watch rugby this weekend. I got no Formula One.
Manchester United versus Liverpool in the quarterfinal of the FA Cup on Sunday night at 5:30.
Well, guess what? I'm watching Sunday night. Yeah. Come on, United. Come on, Red Devils.
I think they might actually do it. It's a cup match as opposed
to... One team. I have... I do not like Liverpool. I can't tell you why. I can't. I can't.
As much as I love you both, I know how this is going
to go. No, I'm telling you, you're going to quote me.
Don't swear. We believe enough for the three of us. The two of us believe enough. We've got the faith.
And if we look at other sports, big game in the NBA, well, big in terms of the people involved, not in terms of the records. But the Denver Nuggets are playing against the San Antonio Spurs, so we get to see a Wemby Joker rematch, Kevin, which will be interesting. But as Denver are 46-20 and the Spurs are 14-52, yeah, it's rough. It's
tight. The only thing I know about that sport is to the Kardashian status. I can't say anything.
Here we go. Who did the Kardashian state?
We have Trashton Thompson.
Trashton,
third trimester Thompson.
Sure.
Chloe baby daddy.
How many babies he got?
He got four babies.
From who?
From three different women, but the one woman's baby who we cheat on Chloe with, he don't recognize that as his kid. Because he is trashed in third trimester Thompson, because he always cheats on the women on their third trimester. Just saying. I know Ben Simmons, Kendall Jenner's ex.
There's more.
We got Chris. Yeah, she's dated quite a few NBA players. We have Chris Humphries, Kim Kardashian's 72-day marriage.
The fact that you know not exactly good. How many days it is.
Yeah, see, trash.
I told you guys, I love my trash TV. Hello. And then pre-Trash and Thompson days, Chloe had Lamar Odom before he went. Oof, shame, bless him. And that, I think, Richard someone.
Who?
The beard. And Kim also dated one or two. And now she's having a thing with Odell Beckham Jr. What?
Huh?
Something like that. Kim.
Wait. Okay, here we go.
They've been spotted together at the Oscars recently.
You made me look this up, and I hate
At the Vanity Fair party.
As we know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, yeah, we know that.
We don't have a clue.
So, Khloe Kardashian, we know. You just said it. Kendall is also a fan of it.
Had a few.
Devin Booker.
Yes, Devin Booker was a long-term one. Ben Simmons. Uh-huh. There was some other guy. I forgot his name.
It's quite...
He has a baby or someone. Oh, I forgot his name. I know there's one that was quite serious. He had a baby or someone. He did start trick to build Kendall.
Sure.
Yeah, five or six NBA exits.
You are very clued up with your trash network here.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Look, Kevin, you wanna save face for Manchester United?
Nah,
Kevin, who's your favorite Kardashian?
It's one of the Jenners. The one, the thick one.
Is it Bruce? I mean, no, Caitlyn, no. By any chance?
Is it Caitlyn Jenner?
No, man. What's one? Is it Kendall?
Kylie.
Kylie. Who is the thick one?
Kendall, the model.
The thick one, yeah.
Kylie.
Yeah,
Kylie. Who's dating now? Timothy Shalalalala. She went back. Yeah, she went back to the white boys now.
Good. It's about time. Go back.
This podcast. Really
it has devolved.
It has devolved.
All right, guys, you can see it's a late night, Friday night.
Kevin,
it's gone everywhere.
No, I think United will win just because it's a cup game. Cup games are all about blood and thunder. Liverpool is trying to manage four trophies at the moment. They went all out, emptied the clip on Slavia Prague from Czechoslovakia 5-1 on Thursday at home. They used all their star players, and I think they're going to send through a bit of a second team against United at Old Trafford on Sunday, which should leave the door open for Erik ten Hag's men. It's a cup match. It's just a cup match, and I think we'll edge it 2-1. 2-1. It's going to be a good game, but 2-1.
Let's go for it. I believe in you. I have faith.
Should we check if they're odds?
What are the bets on Hollywood?
Let me check. Because it gets interesting when we start like, 2-1. Then people who are listening are going to be like,
well, yeah, I'm going to remind this busted.
You know, what cup 2-1.
The FA Cup.
Oh, it's an FA Cup game.
That's why I was like, it's a cup game, so nothing to hide, nothing to...
Here we go. Obviously, Hollywood Bets is seeing this as Liverpool's coming out to play. Because Liverpool are at point 0.8.
Uh-huh.
The draw is 2.9. Uh-huh. For Manchester United, is 2.75.
Interesting.
Other notable games.
Very interesting.
City versus Newcastle. City 0.22. Draw is 5.4. Newcastle 8.8. Newcastle, how about you shock the world with your oil money? just shock the world. Just do something. Chelsea v Leicester City. Chelsea are 0.45. The draw is 3.7. Leicester 5.4. It's clear cut, but not clear cut, right, Kevin?
What in terms of
the draw? Did you hear what I just said?
Chelsea Leicester.
No. Chelsea's gonna whoop Leicester. That's not gonna end in a draw. Leicester's in the second division, remember?
Bro, here's a game, hey. Here's a game, boys and girl. Wolves versus Coventry. Yes, that's the shit I want to watch right there.
Sure.
Wolves 0.65. The draw is 2.8. Coventry are at 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
As we wind down, guys, take a look at our boy's YouTube page. It is Lockdown Spectator. Mm-hmm. He's done a pretty awesome video this week of Xhosa commentary, smash and grab. And if you don't understand
smash and grab,
what smash and grab,
it took means, my wallet.
Just go to Heelbrow and you'll find out really quickly what smash and grab means. And What other content you got coming on? Have you not done something on Pirates and Chiefs? Because I feel like you also lost people money there. Because you were very non-committal.
I deny. My blackness does not permit me to answer that question.
Oh, now you are being like my mama. I
didn't say it. My blackness does not permit me to answer that question. Don't expose me like that.
Kaylin, any fights this weekend? Is anybody fighting this weekend?
I'm staying home. No fights.
No, not you, Ninky.
I am on the rugby and the football this weekend. I am. Let's see what is there. I don't have Formula One. I got to find something else to entertain me now.
There was some UFC fight night.
What was it? Yeah,
on ESPN. Some dude is drinking.
It's a fight night.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I mean, I think it's guys that we're not really interested in.
But it's baby cards. We're not
As we rambled on to try and bring this to an end, thank you for taking the time to listen to us. We are just amazed by the millions and multitudes that we have listening to us. No, I'm joking. But we hope that we are reaching you wherever you are. And if you want to hit us up, I am at the Network 1012. This is at Kaylin Shepherd. And that is at keba.moth. I don't know why you have moth there.
I'm Kaylin GS.
Yo, Soji. Is that what it means?
Kaylin.
Oh, you don't want to remember the name.
We need views. Come.
Guys, what's some Six Nations under 20th? It's ongoing at the moment.
Listen, only a certain company's finance team pays for it. Just saying.
Kaylin, whose child are you? And like, ungana man, eh? Yo, oh, icon. I give up.
Sorry, guys. Inside joke, yeah?
It was definitely inside something.
Uncultured. What is wrong with you, Jenny?
We bid you a good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you are. And take care. You stay classy.
What's that?
Oh, of course, that's it.
Over.
Why can't you go to 2022? Oh, Lord Celtic! Lord Celtic!